Good evening. My name is Alicia Faith Pennington. I was born at home on November 26, 1995. My parents neglected to file a birth certificate or a birth record of any kind. I was homeschooled. I've never been to a hospital. I essentially have no records of my existence.
She explains that she's been trying to get ID for months. She's talked to lawyers and government employees who all kick her problem to some other office. Think of the worst time you ever spent with tech support. The first thing you do on the phone is identify yourself. This woman, Faith Pennington, couldn't even get past that first step.
So you can't work because you don't have a Social Security number.
Right.
If you have any kind of income or if you have any kind of money, you can't put it in a bank because you can't open a bank account. Mm-hmm. So you can't even vote right now.
Right. No, I can't.
At age 19, her life has stalled out. She's one of thousands of young people in Texas whose parents, often in evangelical Christian homeschool families, have withheld their IDs as a way to maintain control into their children's adulthood. In Faith's case, kept them off the government books entirely. There's a name for this. Identification abuse. A group called Homeschool Alumni Reaching Out did a survey and found that 3% of homeschoolers nationwide have experience with it. That's about 3,000 people just in Texas.
Obviously, you exist. You're in front of us right now, but you have no proof to even prove that you're a citizen in the United States at this point, it sounds like.
That's correct.
Have you ever thought about a career in the CIA?
I actually get that a lot.